this is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Mother, how sweet. Went to the Wilson's garden and ripped off your first flower of the season.
The rite of spring. When the first hard hats come out and say, "Hey, baby, you want some of this?"
Don't you think that's a bit crude?
That's the point, Angela.
Mom, we beat Tony.
Beat him? We crushed him.
Come on. You guys just got lucky. Next time I'm playing with both hands.
Dad, remember you always told me that winning isn't everything? Boy, were you wrong.
Angela, between you and me, I let them win. You know, it helps build up their confidence.
I don't believe you. Face it, you are so competitive, you hate to lose.
Well, I haven't had that much practice. Hey, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. Yeah. I'm going to make you a great lunch. I'm going to make you the best lunch, a winning lunch.
Tony, tell you what, it's a beautiful spring day. Let's go to the Fairfield Inn and we'll have a nice, refreshing salad.
You know, Angela, if we're going to do spring, let's do spring, huh? I'm talking a big, thick roast beef sandwich, dripping with mustard, and a side order of beans with them little pork cubes floating around in there. Yeah, now that's refreshing.
Where do I sign up?
Marty's Melody Room.
You mean that dive in Brooklyn?
Oh, hey, that's no dive. It's a joint. Oh, come in, huh? Oh, yes, Angela, it's spring, all right. The smell of pool chalk is in the air. Hey, get a load of this place, huh? Has it changed a bit? Come on, I'll introduce you to Marty. Hey, Paisan!
Yo!
Wait a minute, you ain't Marty.
No, I'm the new owner, Kim Lee. But you can call me Marty, I'm not changing the sign.
Oh, okay, Marty. Hey, you still got them great roast beef sandwiches?
Sure, comes with fried rice and an egg roll.
Make it two.
And throw in a couple of brewskis, barkeep.
Ooh, Angela. Talk that inner city talk, huh?
You're bad, bro.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Oh, hey, Angela. Check this out. The old pool table, huh? Come here. I'll show you some very cool pool moves, huh? Stand back and watch the master at work here. Let me do it. Edit. Watch this shot.
Oh, look, you hit them, and look at them all go. And you got one in.
Well, I usually get two or three. Hey, you want to try?
Well, what do I do?
Hey, come on, I'll set something up for you. Hey,
really?
You go, yeah? Okay, here you go. Come here.
Okay.
Now, put your hand like this.
All right,
just one hand there, that's it. Other hand here. Mm-hmm. I make a little circle there with your fingers. Oh, there you go. Tricky. Okay, come this way. Oh, just aiming you. Hey, and now, hey, don't be disappointed if you don't get any in. This takes years of practice. Nice shot. Give me that. Hey, I'll just use this 13 ball for now. Watch this shot here, okay?
Back up. Oh, Kim Lee! Two roast beefers to go. Make them thick and dripping with mustard. What's the matter?
That voice. I know it anywhere. Darlene?
Tony? Tony Maselli?
Gee, I can't believe it.
Me either.
Hey. Oh.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was...
No, don't tell me. First warm day of the year, right?
You got it. Gee, at last, one of the guys. I want to introduce you to somebody. Angela Bauer, this is Darlene Del Vecchio.
Oh, well, it's always nice to meet one of Tony's guys.
Pleased to meet you, too. And it's Petardi now.
Oh, so some guy got lucky, huh?
A lot of guys got lucky. But wait till you see the one I ended up with. He is a very successful entrepreneur and the sweetest disposition.
This neighborhood stinks. There is no place to park a caddy.
Sweetikins, come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine. Tony Maselli, Angela Bauer. This is my husband, Tony Petardi.
So this is the famous Tony Maselli.
Yeah.
Oh, you married a Tony. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I do fine, thank you. Actually, I do unbelievably well.
Well, I'm unbelievably glad.
So, do you folks live around here?
Nah, but Tony's first mattress store is right around the corner. This is where the dream began.
Now I got three outlets in the Triberry area. I'm the manufacturer, the wholesaler, the retailer. I do it all. Don't I, dear?
Yes, my little mattress munchkin.
Ooh, there's a hair in my beer.
Oh, wow. Just like the old days.
You know, that happens to me all the time. Tony sheds worse than a dog. In high school, he was voted most likely to recede.
You know, a lot of men lose hair. It's perfectly natural.
Yeah. Except for you, Tony. You seem to have more hair now than you did in high school.
Well, it's a curse. It takes forever to dry.
The ladies' room. I'd like to freshen up.
Oh, it's right back there. Hey, it's the one with the mop bucket in it.
Wait.
I better go with you. Someone's got to hold the door closed.
So, were you and Tony an item?
Well, I could tell you where his other tattoo is.
Let's talk.
So, Tony, how do you make a buck?
Oh, well, Tony, I'm Angela's housekeeper.
Housekeeper? It's an interesting line of work. How much you pull down?
Well, I don't like to talk about money.
I love to talk about money. That's how I got a big house with a big yard. Also got a big car. Big dog. Big parakeet.
Big newspapers, huh? Hey, Kim Lee, how them sandwiches coming?
Hey, let me handle this, Tony. Hey, Kim Lee, my main man. Let's hustle it up. You got a VIP over here. Very important Petardi.
Come right up, sir. What a jerk.
I know how to handle people. I tell you, I got a big staff, big office, big typewriter.
Angela!
Hey, how about you and me playing a friendly little game of pool? I can really run a table.
Yeah, I know. Big stick, big score, big deal.
Come on, Darlene told me you were a good pool player. When you were younger.
Well, maybe some other time, all right, Tony?
You should be glad Tony doesn't want to play. He'll kill you.
And thank you for your continued support.
There are the sandwiches, two to stay and two to travel.
Well, it was great seeing you again, Tony.
Yeah, you too, darling.
All right, already, let's go.
See you tomorrow at the barbecue.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Barbecue? What barbecue? Hey, we don't gotta go to this thing, do we?
No, we're giving it.
I can't believe you, Maselli, invite me over. You don't want to play any games. Oh. I don't know why you keep talking about this guy, Darlene. You take away the hair, the muscles, the pretty face. What do you got?
Okay, that's it. Name your game, your time, and your place.
Oh, now this is childish. Remember, this is a barbecue, not a track and field event.
She's right, Shortcake. Remember your ulcer, and you don't want your tendonitis to flare up.
Why don't you give him my whole medical history?
You didn't mention your hiatal hernia.
Hey. All right, Maselli, what you gonna be?
Hey, you name it. I can beat you at anything.
Pool. Tomorrow. Marty's.
You're on. And you're dead meat.
You're dead of meat.
I love barbecues.
This is a lovely place you have here, Angie.
Why, thank you.
So, tell me, just how old are your mattresses?
Oh, I don't know. 9, 10 years, maybe?
Maybe they need replacing. You don't want to commit matricide. And me is the king of mattresses. I could easily make you my queen.
Oh, it worked! My instructor was right! Are you okay?
Fine, no problem.
Can I get you anything?
No! Stay away from me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're not to blame. I'm the one who should be sorry. It's just, I'm under a lot of pressure lately.
Oh, well, what's wrong?
For years, I've been chasing the myth. The myth of Tony Maselli. You have no idea what it's like living in the shadow of another person.
Oh, I do. My roommate at college was head cheerleader, homecoming queen, had a boyfriend named Dirk, and she was Phi Beta Kappa.
Hey, I'm the one who's opening up here, okay?
Sorry.
But I just want you to know how truly sweet my Tony usually is.
Hey, the truth, I think it would help if you didn't put him down so much.
Put him down? Well, I love my little butterball.
Well, you see, there you go. I mean, you don't call a grown man a butterball.
It's a term of endearment.
Well, to a turkey, maybe. but not to a person.
Wow, you really understand human nature.
Huh.
You should have been a bartender.
I say, the road not taken, you know?
I'm really worried about him, though, Tony. I mean, what if he plays tomorrow and then he loses? Wouldn't that damage his ego?
I think it could. Sorry to butt in. I have an idea.
Oh, sure. I know what your idea is. You want me to call off the game?
No. I want you to throw the game.
Throw a game?
Oh, this is the answer to everything. Well, this could save our marriage. It could save his life.
Yeah, but throw a game.
Can't you make an exception just this once?
Well, let me tell you something, Harry Angela. You don't throw a game. You don't shave points. You don't go in the tank. I mean, you gotta strive to do your best every opportunity, and that's the code I live by.
If you lose, you don't ever have to see him again.
Okay.
Maselli.
Pitardi.
Ready?
Ready. Nice suit.
I know. Straight pool, 100 points. We flip for the break. Call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails. You lose. Get used to it.
That'll be the day.
Good start, Tony.
Would you leave me?
Cue!
Right away, dear.
Cue!
Get it yourself!
Watch closely, Maselli. Maybe you'll learn something. Kim Lee, is this regulation felt?
Oh, yes, Mr. Pitardi.
What a jerk.
Well, you didn't leave me much. let's see, I'll shoot the 14 in the corner. Oh. Ooh, I missed. Phooey.
You muffed an easy one that time, Miss Sally. Five ball in a corner pocket. Yes! Eat my chalk dust. Yes! Yes! Yet another yes! Boy, I'm good. Let's see. I'm up by, Who cares? All I know is I got a big lead.
Angela, I could take this guy. I know I could.
I know that, and you know that, and that should be enough.
It isn't. Yes!
So, Michelle, you want to keep playing or quit now and save yourself the humiliation? No comment, huh? Hey, baby, what do you think of your king now?
What you are doing is for the greater good.
Oh, yeah. When this is over, they're going to name a church after me. Seven ball, corner. Oops. I mean, all right.
Nice shot, Michelli. This next one's an easy one. Who knows? Maybe he can make two in a row.
Why, you, Judy.
Oh,
yes!
Well, I finally missed one. Will wonders never cease? Well, let me see. I need one ball to win the match, and you need 21. Which means that you have to clean this table and the next one. Of course, all that cleaning shouldn't be too difficult for a housekeeper. would you be more comfortable playing with a mop?
Just ignore him, Tony.
Yeah, right.
What's that cologne you're wearing? Is that Pine Sol or Lemon Pledge? No, that's Mr. Clean.
It's okay, Tony.
Yeah. Okay.
Say, how did you get to be a housekeeper anyway? Couldn't you get a job in the real world?
Tony.
I'm okay, Angela.
Kill the butterball.
What?
Just do it.
But Angela, that'll wreck his ego.
He made a pass at me.
Three in a corner.
No, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse woke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Well, all comes down to the last ball.
Forget it, Michelli. That's an impossible shot.
Yeah, huh? Oh.
Yes.
Watch and weep.
Let's go home and pretend it's Tuesday.
Yes!
What a jerk!
Tony, don't feel bad. That was a really tough shot.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, Angela. I mean, hey, anytime you got an object ball over here on the cushion, and you gotta get the cue ball way down here on this side of the table. I mean, the chances of making this shot are, I don't know, 1 in 1,000, maybe 1 in 1,000,000. Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
my hero.
Dead right.
Jonathan, are you pulling?
My hands are bleeding, Grandma.
Good, keep it up.
Oh, come on, let's call it a tie. I'm hungry.
Ooh, speaking of food, I'm a little hungry myself. Come this way. Mustard, huh? Yum, yum. Hey, anybody want any?
Yeah!
What?